Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, Yerushalmi, Daf Kuf, Yud Aleph. We're in Perek Tolin. Spoke about the Mishnah, about Tolin, as Hamashmeres. We're talking about various items in the kitchen in preparation of food that are Mutter on Yantif, Asur on Shabbos, Mutter on both, Asur on both. As we know, Shabbos and Yantif have a major distinction in terms of halacha between Ochal Nefesh and not Ochal Nefesh, which has to do with many differences, as we'll touch on. And the last item that we were talking about was from the statement of Rav Yehuda about Ein Shonin. Ein Shonin. Ein Shonin, the bottom of Kufyud on a base. Ein Shonin is a kemach that one cannot sift the kemach. Ein Shonin. You can't do it a second time on Yantif. Aval Markidin, la'achori nafa, you can do it in a shinui way. It's a kemach, hava markidin lachore nafas. That's what we spoke about. So now the top of Kufyud Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, udelo kareb Yehuda. This limitation of Rav Yehuda, the Amora, is not like the following shita of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. Kareb Yehuda, why? The Tana b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, af machshiri ochol nefesh etiru. Even machshiri ochal nefesh, even the preparatory stage of ochal nefesh are mutter. So this isn't even preparatory. This is actual ochal nefesh, right? That shonin. But so again, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even the machshirin would be mutter, so that he would be going beyond the shita of a Rav Yehuda, the Amora, that says ain't shonin as a kemach that had the limitations on what you are allowed to do. Just one more question. Bayada milsa maolashanos kemach laachore hanafa karabanan. Right. The question is when the rabbanan allow it that you're allowed to do it. Right. We had in the statement before, aval markidin laachore hanafa, that you're allowed to use the back of a sifter, something in an unusual way. Would they allow that only once or even twice? Meaning how far would they go, right? The carbon eda. In mutter l'shanos ha'idei shinui, kivan she'en bo tzarech kol kach, right? You don't need it as much, not as much of a tzarech the second time. Would they allow that or only once? And the Gemara does not answer that question. Again, these are many details related to inyanim of ochal nefesh and machshir ochal nefesh. Remember the machlokas that we've quoted in the past, important, that comes up in Beitza and also here, and that is how to look at the heter of machshiri ochal nefesh. We've discussed earlier in this mesechta, in terms of what's the araisa, what's the rabbanan. I can't drive to the store to get food on Yantif, right? Anything that I could have done before Yantif, is that aser midrabbanan, is that aser midaraisa? We discussed Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam in the past, but today just to remember the conceptual aspect, and that is how do we look at the heter of ochal nefesh. The Ran in Beitza, Daf Tes Mabez Nadaf Yerif, discusses this, that he has two days about it, but the day that he likes is that he's mechalek between the sugya there of ribui b'shiurin. Remember that sugya of ribui b'shiurin? Let's say I'm allowed to cook for some reason a piece of meat in a pot, so am I allowed to make three pieces of meat in the pot? I'm not doing any extra cooking, any extra tircha, I'm just making the pot fuller, or I'm warming up water. Can I warm up the water full? Bimarbe b'shiurin. That's his sugya. And the Ran is mechalek between the heter of ribui b'shiurin on Shabbos, let's say you're cooking for a chola, and to be marbe b'shiurin for Shabbos versus the heter of ochal nefesh on Yantif. So the Ran is mechalik. Lefikach nira li barer. Devadai ribui shiura b'Shabbos mi da'oraisa mitzar. V'afilo hachi lo dami ribui b'shiura b'yantif l'ribui b'shiura b'Shabbos. Don't compare the two. Sha Shabbos d'chuyahu etzel chola v'lo hutra. What we call hutra and dechuya, which in the Gemara only appears by tuma, by karbanos, but the Rishonim extend it. And the Ran says here, by Shabbos, when you're cook for a choleh, it doesn't mean that it's weekday, let's say. L'maisa maybe is weekday, but it's what we call dechuya. And therefore, it is the Isser still exists, but it's pushed aside. Lefichach kol sheha ikur malacha aser al tosefto kamo mitzvah midaraisa avol biyantif sheochal nefesh hutar ba. That's his lashon. Diafilu efshar me erev yantif shari kol shehu marbe al haikur ubelvachi hey betorach echad tosefto kamo. Again, the Ran seems to be mechalik between hutra and dechuya, calling the heter of ochal nefesh chutra on Yantif, and therefore it's not even once the Torah matured it, it's totally mutter. And we have mentioned that the Ramban goes even one step further. The Ramban in Parshas Emor quotes that it's not even chutra. Chutra means the Isra existed, but it's pushed to, it's made to disappear. According to the Ramban, it was never usra in the first place. It's like cooking on a Monday. Why? Because he says, look in the Torah. The Torah says, by Yantif, kol malachas avoda lo sasu. Kol malachas avoda. What is malachas avoda? So this is the Ramban's chiddush. The malachas avoda means non ochel nefesh malacha. Anything that's over the ochel nefesh malacha was never usra in the first place. That's called malachas hana'a, not malachas avoda. So the Torah doesn't have to come and say, oh, ochel nefesh matir is the iser. There is no iser to matir when it comes to Yantif. Because it's not that kol malacha is usr on Yantif. Only malachas avoda is usr on Yantif. Right? That's the Ramban. Chaf gimel zayin. Avol pirish malachas avoda. Kol malacha she'eina letzorach ochel nefesh. Kinyi shenemar she'ezi yamem tavod v'yasiza kol malach techa uvachol avoda basadeh v'av ne'avadtem v'nizratem v'kayin haya oved adama. U'malacha she'hi ba'ochel nefesh hi malachas hana'a lo malachas avoda. If you read the psukim closely in the Torah, you'll see this. Ki b'chag ha-matzos, continues the Ramban, on Pesach, she'amar tchila kol melacha lo ye'aseh bahem. On Pesach, where it says, don't do any melacha, that's where the Torah has to come and say, hutzrach lafarish, afar sher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem. Because it says, kol melacha lo, any melacha can't be done, so the Torah has to go out of its way to say, you're allowed to do ochel nefesh. Akash yechal ochel nefesh. Ubishar kol yomim tovim yiksa, the Torah writes in shorter hand, v'yomar kol malachas avoda lo sasu. You know what that means? The Torah assumes from the first time. Le'asar kol malachas she'en ochel nefesh, u'lohodiya she'ochel nefesh muter bohed. V'lo yomar ha'kasiv la'olam be'echa, and you need a Ramban to point this out. Read the Torah carefully. V'lo yomar ha'kasiv la'olam be'echa mikol shar yomim tovim. The Torah does not say by any of the other holidays, kol malacha. Doesn't say the stam kol malacha. V'lo yifareish behem heter ochel nefesh. Ki malachas avoda yomar hazeh. Because once it says malachas avoda, so then you know that means what it said by Pesach, kol malacha, and the heter, achshei ochel ochel nefesh. So that's what the definition of malachas avoda. So that's the important to Allah shown in the Ramban. Again, it's lo ne'esar klal. That's even more than hutra. More than hutra. Okay. We continue with other limitations of the mostly Isurei Drabanan, mostly Isurei Drabanan when it comes to Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Nosim Mayim Agabi Shmarim, Bishvil She'itzalu. If I have dregs, wine dregs in a strainer, and it's dripping, a little bit, maybe not dripping so much, what if I pour water onto those dregs, so the water will go through, but along with the water will take some of the flavor from the dregs that are still there. So it says the Mishnah, I'm allowed to do that. So that they become clearer and the wine flows down. Why am I allowed to do that? Why? What's the potential problem? Borer. Right? Am I separating the wine from the wine dregs? Is that what I'm doing? I'm just doing an act of pouring water. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. V'hamayim yazuva mehem im miksas binayayin shenishar balua bahem. Right. The water's going in, the water's going out. The water's going to be a little colored, but that's not going to be called an act of borer. She'aim b'nesidim b'shemborer, v'shamayim shu nosein selulim heim, v'aim b'ham davar she'tzorach liver ma'am. The water's going in, the water doesn't need any separation, the water's coming out. That's the main act that you're doing, how it's defined. So it's getting a little wine along with it, but that's not going to be an act of borer, tells us the Mishnah. So you're allowed to put the water on the shmarim, v'shil she'itzalu, u'misanin n'esayam b'sudarim. Also, I'm allowed to strain and filter wine through a sudar, some type of kerchief that I'm going to put on the barrel. I'm going to pour wine into the kerchief, and it's going to go through, and the garment is going to catch any impurities. Ubekvifa mitzris, or into a barrel. A basket. Ubekvifa mitzris, some type of basket with like a wicker basket where it goes through. Also, those are allowed. Why is that allowed? And it's not borer. So again, the Karban Eidah helps us out. The Karban Eidah here says there are three categories of wine. This very murky wine with a lot of stuff floating in it, that you cannot do this act to. That's not what we're talking about here. Because that wine is really not drinkable without the brera, and therefore that would be an act of borer if you pour it through the garment. You have other wine that is basically drinkable as is. It has very, very little impurities in it. And hardly needs anything. And that for sure is mutter. You could even strain that through a real strainer. Right? A more serious kli. Here we're talking about somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. It's drinkable, but you'd like to make it better. That also is mutter, says the Mishnah. Right? If you look in the Karban Eda, what I just explained, umayri b'yayin achor miyu mishtati hachi. It's a wine that's a little murky, right? It has stuff floating in it, but it's drinkable. D'ibi'ayin in solo, if it's clear wine, afilim b'mishveres mashveres shari. If it's clear wine, then even a more serious strainer. V'ibi'ayin achor delo mishtiti. And if it's a wine that's impossible to drink, afilim b'sudarnas, this would be usher. To become makom barer have. So therefore, it's got to be somewhere in the middle. And as has been mentioned, the melacha borer, in certain cases, doesn't apply if you don't really need the borer. If you don't really need the borer, you're filtering it, but the Shulchan Aruch says, in a certain case, if you don't really need the borer, you drink it without the borer, so then it's not called borer, because you're just refining. You're not really separating. And therefore, it is mutter. Good, borer is one of those melachas that psik resha might not apply to. Right, the post can talk about what if I need to serve chalent, and the only spoon I could find is a slotted spoon. I don't mean to use the slotted spoon to separate so that the liquid falls out from the bottom. That's the only spoon. I'm just going to use it because that's the only spoon I have, and I'm going to do it quickly. And I would have been psik resha, it's going to come out. So it could be that that's mutter. Why? Because the borer might be one of those malachas that requires the kavana livrar, and if you don't have the kavana livrar, so then it might not be. Borer, and this is an example of that, right? Even if I am separating, if I don't really need the separation, I'm just doing it for extra hidur, so then it would be okay. So that's this mesinun hayayin. Nostin continuing. Nostin beitza b'mesanena shel chardal. I'm allowed to add the yolk of an egg to a bunch of mustard seeds in a strainer to give the mustard seeds more of a yellow color. By adding on the, by adding in the yolk. And again, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Explains the Mara Fulda, the Karban Eda here is based on Rashi there on the Mishnah. Why is this mutter? Says the Karban Eda, Lafisha ain osin osa ela legavain lamara. I'm just trying to color the mustard a little bit. Shahachelbone, yafel legavan veloachelbone. So I want to use the chelmon and not the chelbone, the yellow and not the white of the egg. Hilkach, idividi ochelu. It's all good. It's all ochel, halachically. Right? For borer, you need ochel and psoles. But here it's both ochel. I'm just using one of the ochels for my needs, and the other one is falling away. I'm not separating an ochel from psoles. I'm using part of this, item, part of this egg, in order to color. V'yein kamber is plausible with ochel. And also, and there's no coloring really, because we know that from elsewhere, ein svia pa'ochlin. Ein svia pa'ochlin, and therefore there's no coloring, and then there is no borer either. It's not called an act of borer. Sometimes you have the latter poskim talk about, you know, when I throw stuff into the sink. I throw, I'm cleaning for Shabbos, I throw stuff into the sink, and the drain in the bottom of the sink catches the larger pieces, so it doesn't go down into the pipes. So why isn't that borer? Why isn't that a kli borer? Right? It catches the liquid goes through. So some say, I think the Chazon Ish has a lashon, that borer is only when after you separate, you have both items there. You have the ochel and the psoles, now it's separated. But when one of the items is no longer there, it's no longer there. It's gone, right? The only thing that's left is the psoles, I guess. Or are you catching the psoles? And then you throw it out? So it's an unusual type. It's separating. What are you taking what from what? You're taking the stuff that you're going to throw out in the garbage the second day after it's caught. So it's a little tricky. Minag olam b'meikel, for whatever svara. Either because the psoles is not going to be there afterwards, or your act is just an act of throwing it into the sink. You know it's going to happen, but, you know, you set it up, right? So it's, there are different svaras lahatir in that case. Okay. The osin ein yenomlin b'shabas. And one is allowed to make yenomlin. Yenomlin is a mixture, we'll see, of wine and honey. One is allowed to make this on Shabbos, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, why would it be an issue? Maybe it's Tircha Yesera. It takes it's a certain type of mixture. They have to shake vigorously and put in effort to make. as we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's limited. Bis Shabbos, because on Shabbos, you're only allowed to make a cupful, right? Not more than that. Because if you, do more, then people might think, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, that you're preparing it for weekday. You don't need more than a cupful for Shabbos. And therefore, you're only allowed to do a cupful for Shabbos. Ubi Yantif Balagin. For Yantif, you could do more. You could, make a bottle's worth. Ubi Moed Bechavis. And on Chol HaMoed, you can even do a barrel full. Chol HaMoed is not a weekday. It's not Chol. It's Moed. Right? We have to remember the Chol HaMoed. And remember the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. We'll talk about it in a second. Let's just continue. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, I call it Fia Archin. Rabbi Tzadok says, no, it depends on the guests. Depends on the guests. Is Rabbi Tzadok arguing on one of Rabbi Yehuda's Shitas or, earlier? Is Rabbi Tzadok says, Shabbos or Yantav, you can do whatever you want, any day you want, based on the guests. As many guests as you have, you're allowed to make Yenomlin, or is he limited to Chol HaMoed? Is he limited to one of the latter parts of Rabbi Yehuda's statement? Unclear. The Rambam, other Rishonim discuss what exactly Rabbi Tzadok is going on. Let's continue, and then we'll get back to Chol HaMoed. Let's just first try to, do part of the Gemara. Notice that by Magabi Shmar Mechulu. So the first part of the Mishnah says, you're putting wine on these dregs in order to get some of the wine flavor out. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav. Rav Yehuda, if you remember, was a Talmud of Rav, and then he became a Talmud of Shmuel after Rav died. Ubelvach lo yaso so kamin tuk. You're allowed to put the water into the strainer that's holding the dregs, as long as you don't make a tuk. What's a tuk? The carbonate explains, imagine you have a garment that's a strainer on the top of a barrel, and you make the middle of the bottom part like an upside down cone, right? It's pointy in the middle, because then all the liquid goes towards the point, and then drips out nicely. So that, the Rav says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make a nice, perfect, upside down, cone. Why is that? You should do it through a shinui. The carbon aid here has 2 days here. Again, based on what we've shown him, either it's uvdin dechol, one of the hardest categories to define. What is uvdin dechol? You know, it's a weekday activity and therefore smacks of a malacha, or asi lide schita. I might come to squeeze it if it's all pointy in the middle and all the liquid goes there. I might come to squeeze it out more to get some of the wine. But either way, I'm not allowed to make this, I'm allowed to strain the wine into it, but as long as it drips, equally, across the garment. But not just one pointy thing. Baya da milsa. But this question, we're not clear. Ma'o lechfosan menasos tuk me'eleha. What's that question? The Pnei Moshe explains, are you allowed to make the pointy? The assumption is that the only thing that's for sure usher is putting the garment on and then making it pointy, pulling it down and making it taut. But what if I make it pointy and I shape it before I put it onto the barrel? Maybe that's mutter. Maybe that's not the issue in the Mishnah, because that's a shinui. So maybe that would be mutter. That's the question. Amar Matanya Mata Osal Tzida Ubavach Layasa B'Shabes Kishosa B'Chol. So the answer Matanya says is that you could be matal tzid, you could put it on the side as long as you don't do it the way you do it during the week. So again, one shot is that, okay, so it's mutter, as long as you do it beforehand, so you're doing it in a way that's not usually done, and therefore it would be allowed. Period. Next part of the Mishnah spoke about the egg. You're allowed to put the egg, the yellow of the egg in the mesanenes to color the chardal. Keni masnisa mafridin, or mafardin, beitza mesanesh chardal. Right, when the Mishnah says, nosedin put, you're really separating. You're separating the yellow from the wine, and the Mishnah is just explaining that's what you're doing, and it's still going to be mutter, as we explained in the Mishnah, why it's mutter. Gush shel chardal, which means that you had some mustard seeds that you already added some liquid in from before Shabbos, and now you have a gush, you have a solid piece from Erev Shabbos, you can dilute it and add some more liquid on Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rebbe Elazar, B'Mayach B'Yad Ava Lo B'Kli. But when you mix it up, adding in more of the liquid, you have to do it with a shinui. You have to do it with a shinui. Or else it could be an issue of lush. When I add some liquid and it's going to end up being a nice paste. So that's the malacha on Shabbos, lush, unless I do things with a shinui. So Belazar says, you already use a kli, so you should use your hands. B'Mayach B'Yad Ava Lo B'Kli. Rabbi Yaakov Ar Acha, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rebbe Yanai. We're going to switch the girsa here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa, based on the other Gemara, the opposite, b'kli avalo b'yad. No, it's usually done with the yad, so you have to use a kli. Right, so machlokes, what's normal, what's more common, and therefore, what you have to do it as a shinui. Amalar Rav Yochanan, says to Rabbi Yanai, "Valo aklavim einosin osakein." What do you mean? If your dogs don't do it with a hand, you're telling me with a hand is normal, and therefore you should do it with a kli? Nobody does this with their hands, even dogs, or even for dogs, you don't prepare it like this, right, with one's hands. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, either way is mutter. Third shita. Either way it would be mutter in order to prepare it. Again, you might say because once it was already kneaded before Shabbos, then this isn't adding much more. Both in Yonomla b'Shabbos, finishing up the last line of the Mishnah was the Yenomlin. What's the Yenomlin? Rabbi Yasser, Bashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Yayin, Udvash, Upilpilin. Wine, honey, and pilpilin mixture. Right, so that can be made on Shabbos. And there might be just a question of the shear. The last line of Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Mishnah back on Chalamoed, there's also a limitation that reflects that we know Chalamoed is also, there is an Isser Malacha. Chalamoed, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that the Mavazes HaMoados is a problem. And Moados there, according to those, mean Chalamoed. I want us to make sure that they take Chalamoed seriously. It's even amazing Diak. They once asked, I think it was Ramosha Soloveitchik. They once asked Ramosha Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik asked his father about this. Right? Ramosha Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim's son, Rav Soloveitchik's father, was knowing not to wear tefillin on Chalamoed, like the Gra, like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Zohar, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin on Yantif, we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, like the minhag of Gra, the Chutzlaret, there are different minhagim, like the Ramah and the Taz, but not wear tefillin. So he wants to ask his father, it's not even a Safik. It's not even a Reis of Lachumra. He said, it's not even a Safik. It's a Beferish Gemara. So what Beferish Gemara is there? So there are a couple of Gemaras in Shas that give hints to what's the status of Chol HaMoed in terms of tefillin. There's no Beferish Gemara about tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But there's the Gemara in Erechin, or Arachin, and in Megillah about Hallel. About Hallel. Now, the Gemara says there that we say Hallel 18 days during the year. And the Gemara asks, what about all the days that we don't say Hallel? Right, this is in Arachin Daf Yud, Rav Shimon Yehud Tzadok, Shmon Asur Yomim Sheyachad Gomer Ben Es HaHallel, whole Hallel. Like half Hallel is not real Hallel. Either Rosh Chodesh, it's a Minhag, or it's a Dinter Rabbanan, some days of Pesach. So the Gemara says, we say it on all days of Sukkot, all the days of Chanukah, and one day of Pesach, and one day of Shavuos. So what about, now the Gemara goes through each one. So why don't you say Hallel on all the days of Pesach? Why only Sukkot and not Pesach? So the Gemara says, because Pesach does not have a separate karban every day. Kol Yoma Dechag Chalukim B'karban Haseyan. Every day of Sukkot has its own karban. And that reflects, let's say, its own unique Isser Malacha, Kedushas Hayom. While Pesach doesn't have its own carbon, or it's the same carbon every single day, and therefore it's the same as Yom, therefore you don't bring up. So number one requirement for Hallel is a unique carbon. Then the Gemara says, what about Shabbos? Shabbos has its own carbon. Chaluk carbon Haseyan, Lema, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Lo Ikri Moed. It's not a Moed. It's not a Moed, it has to be called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So, and it has its own carbon, why don't you say full Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Lo Iktish Ba'asiyas Malacha. But it wasn't Iktish. It wasn't sanctified with an Isser Malacha. It wasn't Iktish. And therefore you don't say Hallel, you don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, but, so what about Chol HaMoed? What about Chol HaMoed at Pesach? You say full Hallel. Right? It must be Iktish Ba'asiyas Malacha. It must be, if it required, like where it says right now, there are three requirements for Hallel. Right? You have, a unique karban and moed and ikdish basiyas malacha, which Rosh Chodesh was not. So it must be that the intermediate days of Sukkis, when you say full halal, it was ikdish. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it was a raya, as a raya mefureshes, right? That, chol HaMoed is like yantif, ikdish basiyas malacha, and therefore, even though there are certain heterim of, malacha and chol HaMoed, but he thought that in conceptually it was ikdish, and therefore it, does not get, it does not, they don't, what does with tefillin. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Ein sharon is achad lizbaposhrin. A person does not, should not soak chiltis. Chiltis, again, is a, type of, fruit that you soak in a lukewarm water for medicinal purposes. Ein sharon is achad lizbaposhrin. Avonos lo tocha chomes. But you can put it in vinegar, and then you can dip it to the vinegar. Because then that's, it's okay mishum refua. Ein sharon is a karshinin velo shafrosan. Karshinin is animal fodder. And there are some impurities on it. You're not allowed to soak it in water because that would be borer. they'll be separating the impurities. Voloshavro son or scrub them very hard. You can just put it into a bowl, even a perforated bowl or a plate. And even if some of the impurities happen to come off, that's not your, actually doing that. It's, Davashin Miskavin, and therefore it will be allowed. In Kovetis Ateven Bikvara, you're not allowed to, separate the, straw from its, again, its impurities with a, sieve or a sifter, Kvara, or put it on a high place so that the motes, the chaff blows away. Right, that's the malacha we'll see of Zorah. Avonote Bikvara, Vidosa Tocha Evas. But I can just put it into a kvara, a type of sieve, and then the other stuff falls through, but put it into the trough where the animal's going to eat from, but it is not an act of borer. Period. Amar Rabbi Mana, Keni Masnisa, Avonoso, Funavu Tocha Chometz. As the Mishnah said, the putting the chiltus into the chometz, I'm only allowed to put the chiltus into the chometz if I'm going to use it right then. I can't do it for later. That would be like more of an act of maybe nikar l'shem refuah, but if I'm just putting it into the chometz now and I'm dipping into it, that's not nikar that is l'shem refuah, therefore it's allowed. Rafuna amar l'shon ela b'poshen al b'sonin mutar. Rafuna says the whole issue here is putting this chiltis into lukewarm water. Into cold water, it's for sure allowed. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, afilu b'sonin aser. Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Yanai, no, even in cold it would be aser. Amar l'Rabbi Yochanan, hafala l'shon ela b'poshen. The Mishnah says poshen. The Mishnah just says lukewarm water. Why do you say cold water is also aser? Add in amar le. Ella al chinam yaganu, for nothing did we work hard? What does he mean? The Karban Eda says, if you worked really hard, you'd realize that the Mishnah is a das yachid. The Mishnah is only following an individual sheet, not the Rabban. The Rabban argues, and the Rabban would say, even cold water would be usr, I feel the Bessonian usr, and so the Karban Eda says, that's why I think the pshat of this line is, based on what the Bavli says. Period. Refuna amar mechil tas mut l'shosha b'shabes, even though the Mishnah talks about an issue about making this chiltis, on Shabbos, because making it is clearly, you only make this for refuah purposes. Therefore, maybe it's included in the larger gzeira of shchika samamanim. But you're allowed to drink it. You're allowed to, if you have this mechiltus from before Shabbos, you're allowed to drink it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains and others, because sometimes the healthy people drink it, whatever the mixture is, and therefore it would be allowed. Shmuel amar chiltus atzma machal briyami. Shmuel says, yeah, even the chiltus itself, this type of fruit that's put soaked, is machal briyam, and therefore, right, he agrees with Rafuna. Rafuna amar manda achil miskal zuze mine mistakin v'oru nechlas. Rafuna says, no, Rafuna says, if you actually eat some chiltis, not soaked, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. I wouldn't do that. That's for sure mishum refua. Only soaking would be okay. Rabbi Ba achal miskal zuze mine upar shlanara. Rabbi Ba once ate some of it, and he had to jump into the river. He was all of a sudden so hot. So you see, it's sometimes, it's good for sick people take medicine, but it's not good for healthy people to take medicine if they don't need to, because that can make them sick, as we had examples earlier. So what are all these malachis in the Mishnah? The karshinim, the vetch that you're soaking to get the impurities off for the animal, is asur mishum borer. Meaning borer is not just separating actively, but even having something float to the top, that would be borer. Ain't shafen osan mishum dash. Right, you can't rub it and scrub it because that would be dash, threshing. That's the act of taking off the chaff that's attached. That would be sifting. Again, the Gemara says in the Bavli, Borer, Zore, and Marakade are all similar malachas, but they all separate in different ways. And that's why they're each their own malacha. Period. Garfin milfnei patam. One is allowed. There's different types of animals. A patam is a fattened ox that is very picky about what they eat. So you're allowed to sweep out the whole trough that you're putting new food in, because if you leave any impurities there, they're not going to eat. So this is not called tircha yasera. You're doing this for your animal. So you're allowed to sweep out the whole trough, milafnei patam, umusak alasadim bnei arei. Arei is a different type of animal that is not as makbid. So you're just allowed to move the impurities and the dirt to the side. But that's all you need to do for the, that type of ox. That's mir'eh, that goes in the pasture. Divir Rabbi Yosef, v'cham osa, v'cham say it's all aser. He thinks that this is all extra, tircha that is not really needed. The Pnei Moshe here quotes from the Bavli that really when Rabbi Yosef argues, when Rabbi Yosef, matirs in the Reisha, he's only matiring a trough that's a kli, that's a, detached from the ground. The issue here is, if you sweep out the trough that the animal's eating from, if it has an earthenware bottom, then maybe you're going to come to smooth the bottom. That's the issue here. So if you have an avoshel karka, if it's really momish ground on the bottom of the avos, everybody would say that's usser. You can't sweep that all out because maybe you're going to make it nice and smooth. The machlokas is, are you gozer one that has, let's say, a metal bottom or a wooden bottom? Are you gozer that mishum an avoshel karka? That's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon according to the Bavli. Also, I could take food from one animal, give it to another animal. That's not called tircha yisera. What's the issue? Shapatam mosir, because the fattened animal is going to leave over if you don't clean it. Hare yochel, but the ray, the pasture animal would eat. Am I allowed to give from one animal to another animal on Shabbos? The Gemara says, labastisi, isn't that beferish? We just said that. The Gemara answers, masnisa min bamino. The Mishnah is talking about maybe a dog to a dog and a cow to a cow. What about, are the animals so picky? Go from one to the other? Tani, no to adam, lefnei chamor, v'nosu lefnei para. You're allowed to, from a donkey to a cow, lefnei behema shapia ra, v'nosu lefnei behema shapia yafa. Okay, so either way, you're allowed to do that. That's not called tircha yisera. Okay, we'll stop by that Mishnah. B'Hashem, we'll pick up next time as we get into the last couple of prakim here in Shabbos, which are just Mishnayos. Okay, we'll stop here.